You, our faithful listeners, have come along.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series, Now is the Time to Protect Every Innocent Human Life. In fact, to abolish abortion and restore the rights of preborn children. They should have the same rights that you and I have. And you may think, well, the Supreme Court settled this decision in the Dobbs decision when they overturned Roe versus Wade. But that's actually not the case. Abortion is still happening in certain parts of America. And it's actually increasing in the state of Florida, partially because our laws allow abortion. They're more loose. They allow more abortion or abortion in more circumstances and for a later time than surrounding states. And so abortion tourism is on the rise, and people are coming, women are coming from other states to the state of Florida, taking time off of work, taking time off of school for the singular purpose of paying an abortionist to kill their baby, to rip their baby limb from limb, or to cut their baby in pieces and crush their baby's skull, or to give them some medication that will kill their baby, where they then deliver their dead baby in a toilet. And this is what is happening in the state of Florida. Over 82,000 preborn children were killed by abortion in this state last year. We've had abortion in our state for over 50 years. It is past time to restore the legal protection of every innocent human life. And we have shown in previous sermons that God is the creator of every human life, and that human life should be protected from its earliest beginnings, which in most cases is fertilization. And human life should be protected and revered in the womb, outside of the womb, and the disabled should be protected. Seniors should be protected as well. And we have also seen that God actually calls for us, his church, to protect innocent human life and to rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. And we have shown that those commands of God to protect every innocent human life aren't contingent on whether we think we will be successful or not. In fact, we've even shown that God has called some people in the world, Isaiah for one, Jeremiah for another, were called actually to be unsuccessful. They were called to be obedient, even though they were told they would not be successful. But we don't know whether we will be successful or not, but we do know what God has called us to do, what God has in fact commanded us to do. And as Mother Teresa said, God did not call her to be successful, but to be faithful. I would say that God has not called us to be successful, but not only faithful, but also obedient. And we need to obey God regardless of the consequences, but we should go forth with faith. In fact, believing that God can do great things through his church. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that we are to disciple the nations in obedience to his commandments. The Bible says that we're to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. The Bible says that we are to be, the church is to be the pillar and the ground of truth. The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So what are we waiting on? We need to attack the gates of hell. We need to strike out. We need to push back the gates of hell until Satan hath not one inch of territory, and until every innocent human life is protected in our state and in our nation. And really, we should work for all the nations of the earth. And we need to realize and remember that the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. We shouldn't be taking a poll to determine what we should do. We should look at the Word of God, have faith that God is able to work through us to accomplish what He has called and what He has set forth, and actually go out and do what He has called us to do. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after His death, His disciples would fast, and He didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible, and see the positive impacts on your life. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Yeah, Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Here we're back, ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical problems here at A Faster PC. That's what we do, and we want to help you. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, if you don't want to, maybe you're a little bit shy, you can type your computer question, your technical question, into the comment section of any of the live videos. You can also text those to A Faster PC at 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. And just got a message, my battery is running low, so I'll plug in my laptop. And hey, That's the way it works. You plug in your laptop and everything starts working a little bit better. But anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC. And that's what we do on this show, help you with your technology issues. And we want you to know and to be armed with knowledge that can help protect you, especially when what we're talking about is protecting you from cyber threats, from a disaster of losing all of your files, all of your data. We're here to protect you from really slow computers. We're here to help you get all of the technology in your house, in your business, in your personal computer. But there's a lot of technology in the house and in the business today that doesn't deal just with, it's not just limited to personal computers anymore. We actually are dealing with smart cameras, smart doorbells, smart thermostats. We've talked about our smart thermostat. I garden and I have a drip irrigation system that's smart. I can actually water my garden from my phone just with a few clicks. I can do that. I can turn it on. I can tell it how many minutes to run. I can even just let it run itself and let it run when it wants to run, on a set schedule. But I like to run it myself just so I can have a better feel of that. But there's so many technology issues and so many technology devices that are connected: smart speakers, smart televisions. What are your DVRs and Blu-ray players today? Connect wirelessly. A lot of your TVs will do this as well, and we can help you with all of that, and of course help protect you as well. In the shop right now, in that fact, yesterday we actually, within an hour, we actually had two computers checked in that were both checked in for scams. And these were people, our customers had actually fallen for some scams, and got an email, and the one customer said it was a bill. And we said, well, it looked like a bill. I mean, yes, it is. It does purport to be a bill, but it's not a legitimate bill. So you can get bills from companies that you normally deal with, and if they have done work for you, you would be expecting that. If they haven't done work for you, it could be a scam. It might not even be from them. In fact, we've even had situations where maybe a company's, their password was compromised. Maybe they clicked on a phishing link, or their computer was hacked. Somehow, hackers got a hold of their information and were able to get a hold of their email address, and then started sending their customers bills, saying these are bills from the company. Now, I don't know how many of their customers took the bait and clicked, but I can guarantee you that bad things happened to those that did. And so, and those, by the way, are the most scary. The ones that come from someone you know, the ones that come from a business that you know, someone that you trust, or a business that you trust, those are the most scary, because those are ones that you're going to be inclined to trust. You're going to be inclined to believe. You're going to be inclined to click. You're going to be inclined to, Aunt Martha wouldn't send me anything bad, would she? And those are the ones that you really, those are the ones that are the trickiest. But there are also scams out there and emails that say they come from, let's say, PayPal. One of the ones that came in this week said it came from PayPal. And it actually said that they owed $99, which, was like $500 and some that they owed. So, and, you know, it had a number to call if this is not a legitimate, charge. Well, you know what? If you're dealing with a legitimate company and there's a charge that's not legitimate, you can call that company and you can actually, dispute that. You can, challenge that transaction, and that company, being a legitimate company, would address that situation. And what happens is most people assume that this is from a legitimate company. They assume that the email actually came from PayPal or from Microsoft or from Apple or from whoever it claims to come from. They assume it actually comes from there, and they assume that when they call the number, they're actually speaking to Microsoft or actually speaking to PayPal or whoever the email says it is. And then what happens is they actually let the scammers into their computer. And the scammers, they're really good. They'll say, well, you know, there's a problem with your computer. We need to get in and check it. And they actually log in, and they, you know, the people, the individuals are letting scammers into their computer. And they don't realize at first they're scammers. And at some point, some of them sooner than later realize that they're scammers that they're letting into their system. But you got to realize that these are not legitimate emails, and you don't want to just call the number on an email just because it says you owe money, just because it says that this is a legitimate message. One of the things that you want to do, we've shown on this show in past videos how you can detect, and we may do that later on today, show you how to look at an email and to detect whether it's a legitimate email or not, because there are a lot of emails that are not legitimate, and we want to help you learn how to differentiate between legitimate emails and emails that are not legitimate. And we'll show you that if we have some time today. We'll show you that. But what happens, sadly, people let these scammers into their computer system. And once they're in your computer system, well, what are they going to do? Well, the first thing they're going to do, most likely, is go after your saved usernames and passwords. So if you're one, and I know there are some people out there that actually save passwords and save passwords to your browser. Well, if you're one that does that, that saves passwords to your browser, well, you're putting yourself at risk, because what can happen is you can actually have situations where you can actually go out and again, the hackers or scammers that you let into the computer, if you can see those passwords, and by the way, we can see them, we do this for our customers. If our customers forget their passwords or can't remember them, sometimes we'll go in and find out what the password is. But scammers can do that as well. So, you know, there's a difference between allowing a legitimate company to go in and look at your system and allowing someone that you don't know, someone that probably is in a different part of the country or different part of the world even, to get into your system. And we'll be talking about this.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you can
just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Your questions ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems, and we're going right to the lines to do that. We have Sharon on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support, Sharon. How can we help you today?
Thank you and good morning. I have a couple of questions. My first question is, how do you dispose of an old computer?
Okay, yeah, so this is a good question. So how do you dispose of an old computer? And a lot of people just set it out at the curb. But here's a few things that happen when you set it out at the curb. One thing, is, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, if this happens in your neighborhood, it probably does, but there are people that drive around and pick stuff up. Well, those people, some of them are legitimate. A lot of them are just trying to make money. But what if they're trying to make money by taking your hard drive out of your computer, which has may have data. Maybe it has your tax return, which would have your name, your address, your social security number. It might have other personally identifiable information in there. It might even have pictures of your driver's license or pictures of you and pictures of other people that you know. So you want to actually protect yourself against, you want to protect the data that's on the computer. There's also an environmental issue. First of all, the computer, many of the components are not going to rot anytime soon. They're going to be there for a long, long time, 40, 50 years or more, maybe longer than that. You also have some components in a computer that are toxic that will leach into the groundwater eventually. But for instance, there's some lead in there. Some components have mercury. So you want to dispose of a computer in an environmentally friendly way. We actually at a Faster PC do offer free recycling, where we can recycle your computer, keep it out of the landfill, so that it's not going to be there, not rotting, and it's not going to be there leaching in with components leaching into the groundwater. We also can, for a fee, we charge a half hour of labor, which currently is $32.50, and that allows us to, well, depending on the hard drive, we can quickly get to it. It's a half hour. It might be a little bit more if it's more difficult to get to the drive, but we actually can securely erase or shred the data on the computer. So we're actually using software that actually takes the data on the computer and writes zeros to the drive. So it actually writes encrypted data over the top of the data. And here's one thing: some people say, well, you know, I'll just take the drive out. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take it and I'll delete all the data off of it. Well, deleting all the data doesn't actually remove the data from the computer. All deleting the data does is it just takes it away so that it's not in the file allocation table. But the files are still there and can be retrieved with software. One of the things that does happen when drives are recycled is a lot of times they go to China or to India, where the people that are there are looking for more than just the components sometimes. Sometimes they're looking for data. And by the way, this is important also for businesses that have big commercial copiers, because those big commercial copiers have hard drives that capture every single image. You can imagine your doctor's office where you're scanning, they're making a copy of your driver's license. They're making a copy of your insurance card. Some places are actually making a copy of your social security card. So you have this information, all of this information there that you're actually giving to the people, to people that you're trusting. And you want to make sure that this is safe. So we can actually securely erase the data on that drive. And again, it doesn't cost very much, and it's a small fee to pay to actually have. And by the way, I know, because we've had some customers that have taken, and I've actually gone to some of the superstores, and I've asked them how much they charge to securely erase the data on a drive. First of all, they couldn't tell me what they did and whether they securely erased it or just deleted the files. And if they just delete the files or just format the drive, the data can still be retrieved. Secondly, their prices were exorbitantly more expensive than what we charge. So that's just, and you can go and ask them yourselves. Most likely you'll find someone that doesn't even know what they do. And And, you know, I think you'll find that, the price is more expensive as well. So we do provide, again, both an environmentally safe way to recycle your computer. And also, we do offer the option of being able to securely erase the data. Last week, I was at an on-site at a business client, and they had two computers that were old, and they wanted to get rid of them, and we're getting rid of them for them, but they're also paying us to actually securely erase the data, which we're going to do. And, you know, again, we have a system that actually, you know, you've heard about, I know everyone listening, whether you're on the right or the left, whether you're registered as an independent or a Republican or a Democrat, everyone here has heard about how Hillary Clinton's technicians shredded the data on her computer that had unclassified, you know, classified documents being sent on unclassified email servers. So we can be as effective as her technicians. And, you know, but of course, we're doing it for you. We're not doing it to cover up anything. We're doing it for you to actually protect you from the, you know, the threats that are out there. If you were to stick your computer at the curb, you don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know whether the guy picks it up is going to extract the data, or whether he's just going to take it to a recycling place that's going to ship it off to India, and they're going to take, because that does happen, where they take the drives and they retrieve the information off of those drives. And, you know, that information is worth a lot of money. Your information, whether it's your social security number, your date of birth, your health insurance information, it's all worth a lot of money. And you know, it's better for you. It's more cost effective for you to deal with that and to securely erase that data than it is to just send it off and hope that no one gets a hold of it. Because if someone does get a hold of it, it's going to cause you quite a bit of headaches. One thing also to realize, there are people out there that have these old computers that have files on them and don't know how to get the files off. And you may be one of those that you have maybe pictures that are on this computer. You can't get into the computer anymore. You want to get these pictures. Well, we can actually help you with that process, and we can pull that drive. And unless the drive is so physically damaged that we can't access it, there's a very, very good chance that we can actually access that drive and retrieve that information for you. So, and save it to a flash drive or save it to another computer as well. So we do help with all of that. And again, the recycling is free. If you want us to securely erase the data, you know, we typically charge a half hour if the drive is easily accessible. If it's a laptop where we have to do some extensive work, or an all-in-one computer where we have to do some extensive work to get to the drive, it might be a little bit more. But it's not going to be a huge amount more. And, you know, we were talking in the last segment also about scammers. And one person that brought their computer in yesterday that responded and allowed scammers into their computer. Just think about this, what they're having to go through. Not only are they having to pay us to clean up their system, but they also had to close out their bank account. You know, you don't want to have to go through that. And with this particular customer, they were talking to the scammer, and the scammer actually told them to go to their bank and get $10,000 out of their bank and take it to a Shell station, and someone would pick it up. Now, you might think, well, how in the world would that happen? Well, what they're doing is they have someone that is located in a different area. Maybe they're using, I'm sure, not their own identity. They're using, a phone number that's not registered to theirs, to their name. They're using a fake identity, and they establish an Uber account, and they pay an Uber driver to pick up this package and deliver it to them. And they're going to be in a different location every day. So they're really untraceable, you know, and they're changing their accounts, they're changing their phone number, they're changing all this on a regular basis so that they can operate this way and not get caught. And what they actually said is, hey, go to your bank, get $10,000 out, take it in a bag to this location, and don't tell anyone at the bank. Why would they say that? Well, because the bank knows, and the bank is aware of some of these threats that are happening out there. And these are real threats. We've had customers that have lost $20,000 to some of these scams. Not this particular scam, but another type of scam where they allowed scammers, really thieves, to transfer money out of their account and to transfer it to another account where it would quote unquote be safe. Now, obviously, the money wasn't safe. The money was just you're dealing with a scammer, and so this is something that definitely you want to protect yourself. And one of the things, if you get a message like an email that you're not sure about, you get a message that pops up on the screen, you're not sure whether this is legitimate or not. This is one service that we offer here at a Faster PC. We can actually, it's real easy, if we've already been established as a customer and we've already installed our remote support utilities on your computer, we can log into your computer very easily. But in many cases, even if we haven't done that yet, we can actually direct you and walk you through getting to a place where you can help us log into your system. And you know, what's the difference between allowing a scammer into your system and allowing a trusted IT provider like a Faster PC into your system? Well, we are trusted. I know that people can be listening from anywhere today, and in fact, we're on not only WPSL but also WCNO. We have people that have contacted us from Broward County that are listening to WCNO. And I know that the reach is very great. So it might be a little bit difficult for you, if you're out there and you're in Broward County. But if you really wanted to, you can drive into our store. You can pull up. You can talk to us. You can shake our hand. You can call us. You can even call WCNO. We know the people that work there. We knew them before we were on this show. In fact, I was in the studio at WCNO talking about and advocating for the protection of innocent human life when Jonathan, who knew that I actually have a computer business, he said, "Why aren't you on WCNO?" And I said, "Well, I didn't know that I could be on WCNO. I didn't know, he says, "Well, you do ministry work, and certainly you have a business, and there's limitations. There are limitations on what we can say. In case you don't notice, we have certain portions of our program that are recorded, pre-recorded, and they're actually different between, we say different things on WPSL than what we say on WCNO to comply with the nonprofit status. But you could actually call up WCNO and ask them about us. You can call up WPSL and ask them about it. We've been on WPSL with this radio show since January of 2000, and we've been advertising on them since I think 1997 when Ed Birchfield came into our store. So we have customers. You go and look us up on Google. You can trust someone like a Faster PC, and we can actually come in, log in, and see whether that message is legitimate, see whether that email is legitimate, and save you a lot of time, aggravation, and money. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call.
to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your computer and technical questions and issues to help you resolve your computer questions and computer problems, your technical problems as well. One thing that I wanted to do, and again, you can still call up if you have a question, and it's not on this topic, that's fine. We can cover this another time. But if we don't have any callers calling up, and let me just go and check the Facebook and YouTube videos and see if there's any response that's happened over there as well. See if there's any questions. It doesn't look like any questions have come in over there. So I'll go ahead, and what I'm going to do is just show you an example of a scam email, and I'll verbally describe this for those that are just listening on the web, or excuse me, on the radio, WPSL or WCNO. And by the way, with both of those stations, you can also listen on the TuneIn app. I know some people tell me, well, you know, I used to listen to your show, but I can't listen anymore because I don't have a radio, or I'm not driving in the car as much. Well, that's okay. You don't have to be. You can actually still listen with the TuneIn app, and you can do that with your phone, your smartphone, with a tablet. You can actually many newer cars actually have the TuneIn app in their audio system. In fact, some newer cars don't even have a radio, but they have the TuneIn app. They have Alexa. They have Google Home. So there's other ways to listen to this station. But what we're going to do is we're going to actually show you, and I'll verbally describe this again for those that are just listening on the radio, but you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. You can click on the links for Facebook and YouTube. You can watch the video. You can even fast forward to this segment in the show, and you'll be able to watch this. Now, I received an email, and I wanted to change it a little bit, so I copied it over to Word. The email actually said it was coming from my name, or a portion of my name, a portion of one of my email usernames, but the email address that it came from was bukaru09@gmail.com. So this is obviously, and it's purporting to be a Geek Squad. You see the Geek Squad logo there. It's purporting to be a Geek Squad email. And this particular email actually, again, says it's from Geek Squad. But it's not coming from geeksquad.com or from bestbuy.com. It's coming from gmail.com. So that's the first clue that this is an illegitimate email. Geek Squad, if Geek Squad were really to send me an email, it would come from their domain, or it would come from Best Buy. They are a Best Buy company. And it says in the subject, consider this letter as payment summary of, and it has a number, account number, and it says no order. Now, this is another key when you're looking at these messages. One of the things to just realize is that the people that are writing these messages, typically English is not their first language. They may not understand English at all, or very little English, and they may be just using a translator, and they type in something in their language, and they may be using Google Translate or something like that, and have it translate, and then they copy and paste that. So you see that, you know, it's instead of saying order number and the order number, it actually has the order number, and then it says no, which could be number, short for number, but it's in the wrong order, and then it has order. So, you know, they kind of got that just totally out of whack. And then again, you do see the date, and this came in a few days ago, and it has a client ID, and it has, again, the Geek Squad. Now, it has, this Geek Squad is hyperlinked, and it's hyperlinked to something that's supposedly Google, but I can guarantee it would take you somewhere other than that. Then in the message, it says, dear, and again, it had part of my username, part of my email address. And again, I don't have a Geek Squad. I mean, obviously, I don't have a Geek Squad contract. You know, I really don't need to know. I don't need their services, and I don't believe that they have. It's my personal opinion that they don't have as many that they don't know as much about computers as I know about computers. So I wouldn't ever subscribe to their service or pay them any money to work on my computer. But we see here, dear, and it again, it had part of my username. We value your support and want to ensure that your technical protection with Geek Squad is always up to date. As a result, your membership will be automatically renewed and your account will be billed accordingly. And then, and by the way, they're notice, you know, giving me notice here that my subscription, which I don't have, will be automatically renewed. And then they have the invoice number, which is different than this number that's up top. I'm not sure why. And then they say the support is for 5 years. The amount is $447.47. It did for the customer number. It had part of my user ID. Of part of my email address, and for the user ID, it had my full email address that they sent this to. And going on, it says it is important to keep in mind that if you don't opt out before the 12-hour deadline prior to the end of the initial period, your membership will automatically renew. So again, they're prompting me try to call them or to contact them to cancel this before this 12-hour deadline. If you were receiving this, a lot of people that are receiving something like this, they see it, they know that they don't have a subscription. Or, you know, a lot of people, we actually have a lot of customers that have no idea what subscriptions they have and what they don't have. They even call us up. Our customers call us up and they say, hey, listen, is this legitimate? Do we have this service? Is this something you signed us up for? You know, and it might be the Geek Squad, it might be McAfee, it might be Norton. And most of the time, these emails aren't actually from McAfee, they aren't actually from Norton, they aren't actually from Geek Squad. I'm not saying that Geek Squad is pulling a scam here. What I'm saying is that there are scammers that are using the Geek Squad. They're using their logo, they're using their name. Where can they get their logo? They just go to the website and they find the logo. You just right-click on any image on a website and you go to Save As, and you can save it to your computer. It's real easy to get these images out there, and that makes it look more like it's legitimate. So you actually see here, you know, again, they're prompting to contact them, because if I don't contact them within 12 hours, the membership will automatically renew. And then he goes on and says customer helpline, and it has part of the phone number visible. Now, I'm not sure if this is actually, let me switch over real quick. I'm going to just turn off my camera and just switch over to the email itself and see. Yes, on the email itself, it views the same. So I actually do not have access where I can see. I can't actually see the full number, but this is a hyperlink, and they're hoping again that I will click on that, and that I will. We can actually right-click on that. We don't want to go to open link. We can see edit link. See if we can edit the link. It says it's going to Google, but I can guarantee it's not going to Google. Because Google wouldn't, you know, there's no use in them just directing me to google.com. So, you know, I don't want to click on it because I don't want to actually, first of all, if you click on one of these things, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to take you to a site that is going to attempt to infect your computer or start encrypting data on your computer. Or install software so that they can actually get into your computer, that the hackers, the scammers can get into your computer. And clicking on a link like this is very dangerous, because again, you're potentially giving hackers access to your computer. One of the things that happens quite often is most of the threats that are out there, the number one way that they come in is by users letting them in. It's like a thief knocking on your door, and they have a gun, and they're clearly, maybe they have a mask over their face, and they're clearly there to do you harm, and you know that they are there. You can see them before they come in, and you just let them in. That's what happens when you click on a link or you call a number. And, you know, again, a legitimate company, you could call a number, you could click on a link, you could actually take appropriate action, and a legitimate company would address your concerns. And if the order is not legitimate, and even if you had signed up for it in the past and you were just trying to cancel this subscription, one of the things that would happen is you would actually be able to go in there and cancel that subscription with a legitimate company. This isn't from a legitimate company. And, you know, going on here, it says, please note that unless you take action, your membership will automatically renew every 5 years within a time frame of 12 to 24 hours. And then it has a copyright in it, and it has an address for that copyright. And again, the prompting here is that if you don't respond within 12 hours, and, you know, by the way, I wouldn't have let this message even into my computer, but I let it into my computer specifically so that I could provide training for you, so that I can help you, our listeners, see this and learn how to spot what messages are legitimate and what messages are scams. And this particular message is a scam. It is not legitimate, and you want to steer clear of this type of message. Again, if I were to click on the link, first of all, one of the things that happens when you click on the link, when you also even showing the images, they know that you got the message, because that image has a pixel that reports back to them that you saw the image, that you opened it. And then you're going to get more messages like that. If you click, you're really going to get more messages. If you call them, you're really going to get more messages, and you're probably also going to have phone calls as well. So again, what do you do in a situation like this? If you get one of these, you're not sure whether it's legitimate or not. We do offer this service for our customers where you can actually call. Give us a call. You can call. Our number is 772-878-5978. We can help you determine whether this is legitimate.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title of tomorrow's message is, Now is the Time to Protect Every Innocent Human Life, Part 8.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978.
Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. This time of year, some people fast certain things, commonly red meat on Fridays. Jesus said that after his death, his disciples would fast, and he didn't limit it to a certain time of the year. Fasting on a regular basis can have a profound impact on your physical and spiritual life. Consider periodically fasting something and spending extra time praying and reading the Bible.